From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. Well, that was the week that was, to use a title from yesteryear. For our own VK4BB, this was the leaving of the salt mine after a career in broadcasting that spans over half a century. Accolades have been pouring in from colleagues and published in the trade press. Kempy, as he is affectionately known, retires to his home studio, from which WIA news broadcast services and many other things still flow. Enjoy the scenery, Graham. Although not having the length of service that Graham has notched up, there was another ending of significance this week. The tallest man-made structure in VK, at 432 metres, the Amiga transmission tower in Gippsland, was demolished by explosive charges. After decommissioning in 2008, the tower was the scene of a fatal base jump attempt, which became the reason for its demolition. I've been to Christmas in July activities, but this year the celebrations have begun in April. In case you missed it, the annual cost of renewing your amateur licence has dropped to $51. The ACMA has acknowledged that some renewals have been processed at $75, and it will adjust the licence period, or if you desire a refund, you can contact them. Happy days! I have never known the price of a licence to fall. I'm Jeff Emery, and that was the week. That's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.